Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Yud Zayin, Kiddushin 17b, pagination is 34, starting from about a quarter of the way down on the page. The first words on the line are Habein Velo Es Habas, and then we begin with Amar Mar. Eved Ivri Oved Es Haben Ve'ena Oved Es Habas. The halacha is that if the master of an Eved Ivri would die, so then the Eved Ivri would serve the son or sons of the master for the completion of his 6 years of service. But if there were no sons and the only inheritor was a daughter or other inheritors, then the Eved Ivri would simply go free. Mino ani mili, how do you know? The Tanu Rabbanan, because we learned. Va'avod cho sheishonim. He should serve you 6 years. L'cho v'lo liyodesh. To you, and not to the inheritor. That's what the serving you comes to denote. Ata omer l'cho v'lo liyodesh o eno ela l'cho v'lo leben. I would think, perhaps, that it would come to exclude even the son, because it says, to you, the master. It should exclude everyone. Kishuhu Omer, it does, however, say a statement which is slightly inclusive. It says, Sheish Shanim Ya'avod, he shall work for 6 years. The impression being, there would be a case where he's working for 6 years, even though it's not for you, the master. Hare laben omur. That pasuk should be interpreted to be the closest relative to the master. That would be the case where the eved continues working for 6 years, even though it's not for the master. Hamani mekayim va'avadcha. And how do I fulfill the pasuk that says he'll serve you, sheishanim l'cha v'lo liyodesh, by any other inheritors? So there were two pasukim. One pasuk says he'll work for 6 years, and one pasuk says he'll work for you for 6 years. So working for you for 6 years excludes inheritors. But there is one case where he shall continue working for the duration of the 6 years, even though it's not for you, and that's the case where the master dies and he leaves sons who take his place. Indeed, we have a pasuk, Tachas avosecha yihyu vanecha, that children take the place of the father. There is an interesting question in the Minchas Chinuch. When the sons take the place of the father, are they taking the place as inheritors? Or is this a whole new rule, and that really an Eved Ivri does not go be Yerusha as an inheritance? And it's a whole new rule that causes the sons to not inherit, but take the place of the father. And the Minchas Chinuch suggests, this is in Mitzvah Membeis, that it's not an inheritance. He suggests the possibility that a firstborn, who normally gets double portion in anything that's being inherited, the Minchas Chinuch suggests that a Bechor would not get Pishnayim, a double portion, in the Eved Ivri's service. He wouldn't get him for 2 days, let's say, as opposed to 1 day, like everybody else. There's no such thing, according to the Minchas Chinuch's suggestion, because it's not an inheritance. You see that all the other inheritors are boxed out. It's only the sons who take the place of their father, according to this limud, of Sheishanim Yavo, that he'll work for 6 years, even if it's not for you, that causes them to gain jurisdiction over the Eved Ivri without the concept of an inheritance. The Gemara continues and wonders, Ma rois l'rabos es haben lohotzi es ha'ach? Why did you include the son and say that he's the one who takes the place of the father, or sons if there are many, and you excluded the brother, for example? How did you know to do that? The psukim do not identify who it is that's being included and who it is that's being excluded. So you have to have a very strong logic to know that if there's one person to be included, it's going to be the son, and everybody else should be excluded. Says the Gemara, Marba Anies HaBen, indeed, we include the son, Shekin Kom Tachas Oviv Liyaido, because a son can take the place of the father in marrying the Oma Ivriya, the Jewish maidservant. If not married by the father, could be married by his son. And therefore you see that he takes the place, and therefore here too, if there's one person to include, it's going to be the son to take his place. Asks the Gemara, Adaraba, perhaps on the contrary, Marba Aniyeso Ach, Shekin Kom Tachas Achiv Liyibum. We find that the brother literally takes the place of the deceased man in a case of Yibum, where he literally takes his place in the bedroom. He takes his place with his wife. And the Gemara counters, that's only as strong as it can be strong. Kolum yesh yibum ela b'makom she'en ben. Yibum only applies when there is no son. Hayesh ben en yibum. If there is a son, there's no yibum. And therefore you see that a son is really the ranking relationship in taking the place of the father. We drop down to four lines into the wide. Hanirtza, in the case of a nirtza, that's the Eved Ivri that was ready to go free after 6 years but chose to remain until Yovel. Eina Oved, lo es haben v'lo es habas, he doesn't serve any children, he totally goes free, he's already served his 6 years, he's in the extension time period, and he would go free if the master died. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'rotza Adonov es ozno b'martzeya va'avado li'olam. The master pierces the Eved's ear, and the Eved will serve him forever, meaning forever until the Yovel, until the Jubilee year. But it says, va'avado, he'll serve him. It's an exclusion, v'lo es haben v'es habas, and not any child. There's no type of inheritance or transfer of jurisdiction at all when it comes to a nirtza. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.